From the four corners of the internet, from the news capitals at home and abroad, the latest in aviation brought into focus. And now, reporting from Flight Wisdom headquarters, we proudly present the Flight Wisdom Guru and the briefing.
This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with Briefing 21, Special Merger Edition. Our featured story, Continental and United Airlines to merge. A new airline will be born, with Continental's logo and United's name, with United's headquarters and Continental's management team. It will have 21% of the domestic market and 7% of the global market. Both airlines do not have a significant amount of overlap, but expect to see capacity cut or redeployed to better optimize usage. United serves 100 cities that Continental does not, and Continental serves 136 cities that United does not. Continental and United. Let's fly together. And now, with a perspective on the Continental-United merger, we have two special guests.
Hi, I'm Dan Webb. I write the blog Things in the Sky for BoardingArea.com. I've been doing that for nearly 2 years now, so thanks very much for having me on. The third time, apparently, is the charm. The two airlines finally getting together after Continental basically saying no in 2008. And I think it's interesting because Continental traditionally really hasn't been big on mergers of late. Actually, what an interesting soundbite that's been going around is Jeff Smyzik in 2007 saying airlines merge when they've run out of alternatives. We don't believe in mergers. Well, times change over 3 years. And I think part of the motivation is seeing how that merger has gone relatively well. It seems investors have liked that deal. Also, the fact that they control a big chunk of the domestic and international market, nice pricing power. So it seems that Continental and United both think that they need to get bigger to effectively compete. And also, I think a fair point that was mentioned in this morning's conference call was that the economy is improving. It is easier to get financing than it would be a year ago. So that makes sense. Other than that, I mean, really a lot of questions up in the air. So far, we know that the new airline will be called United. However, apparently they're going to stick with the Continental livery. Not sure how I feel about the way it looks yet. Headquartered in Chicago. I'm sure Mayor Daley is happy about that, especially after the city throwing some of the incentives to United to go into the Sears, Willis Tower. Houston will still be a big part of the airline. Jeff Smyzik will be the CEO. We'll have offices in both cities. And Houston will be the combined airline's biggest hub. But I think a lot of questions exist for network. You see the Continental big hubs, Newark and Houston. I think Newark is a great asset for the combined airline. I think Continental was great for the Star Alliance because until Continental came into that alliance, Star was very weak in New York. All you had really was U.S. Airways out of LaGuardia. The international hub out of Newark is very important for them. United has a strong Asian network out of San Francisco and Los Angeles. They have a good presence in the West with Denver as well. Obviously, United has a nice route network in the West that Continental does not have. I don't think Denver is really at risk. Denver just interests me just because it's been such a competitive market lately. Granted, though, I think United out of Denver is very different than Southwest or Frontier out of Denver, but that's a whole other conversation. I think Cleveland, we'll see what happens with Cleveland. It's a smaller hub. We've seen smaller hubs go away in other mergers like Pittsburgh for U.S. Airways, St. Louis with American. I'm interested in seeing what happens fleet-wise, both from the Boeing and the Airbus side, because Continental, like Delta and American, has been exclusively Boeing. Whereas United does have some Airbus aircraft on the narrow bodies, the 319 and the 320. And actually, United's order for the A320 family was really what blew open the American market for Airbus. We'll see the merger United get 787s a few years earlier than expected with Continentals coming in. And right now, the A350 orders are still on the books. So that's interesting. Also, last week, United said during its earnings call that they were still planning to make a new narrow body order by the end of this year. Obviously, Boeing and Airbus were interested in that order. Some other newer players to this size of aircraft, Embraer, Bombardier with the C-Series, and Mitsubishi with the MRJ. So I'm wondering what those vendors are thinking. I think a huge issue is scope, whereas Continental has, I think, one of the most restrictive scope clauses out there. They are the only major U.S. airline right now, of the big five legacy carriers, that does not have 70-seat jets. That's because their scope clause does not allow jets over 50 seats, I believe. Continental has a whole lot of E-145 and the E-145 XR, which can fly further than the other variant for 70-seat aircraft. That's why Continental is limited to the Q400, which is propeller-powered. United, on the other hand, a much more liberal scope clause than Continental. A lot of CRJ-700s, and E-170s. And those large regional aircraft have become very important to grow that network, especially, and fill the void, I think, after the airline eliminated its 737 fleet. Obviously, DOT and DOJ need to take a look at this merger. Will they approve it? Delta and Northwest wanted to get things done by the end of 2008 because they viewed the Bush administration as more pro-merger than the Obama administration. Now, if that's true, I don't know, but will politics play a role here? We'll have to see. Continental internationally has business in first class, which better aligns them to SkyTeam carriers when they're still in that alliance, whereas United has international first class and economy plus. If that product survives, seems relatively popular, at least the way I view it. But both airlines right now, independently of each other, have been working on upgrading their international fleet. If Continental United weren't already alliance partners, I'd say that, yeah, there are great benefits here, but upgrades for elites on both airlines right now and other benefits. So mergers aren't always the best thing for the customer, but it's good for the carrier if they can help them be more financially viable, which is the hope right now. And this airline would have a good share of the market. They would eclipse Delta in size, more pricing power, which, you know, honestly, could be a good thing for the industry. So we'll have to see what happens there. You know, a couple years ago, we had six major legacy carriers. Now we're down to five with Delta Northwest. If this deal goes through, we're down to four with Continental United. Kind of leaves US Airways and American in a spot. But, I mean, American is pretty big as it is, but US Airways has a lot of their network focused on the domestic side. They have a very limited international presence, and both Delta and United have been pushing the internationals very strong for them. So, but I'm optimistic with Smyzik and the rest of the Continental team at the helm. Well, first, let's just see that it goes through by the end of 2010, like the companies predict. And there are a fair amount of questions about what happens product-wise, but we'll just have to sit and wait.
Even though I live near Newark now, I'm a native of Cleveland, and I'm quite worried about what the merger will do to operations there. Having seen how the recent recession has hit Cleveland pretty hard, especially in terms of jobs and the infrastructure, not only in the last couple of years, but really over the last more than a couple of years, I'm worried that any downsizing there will have a negative effect on the city that means a lot to me. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how fares do with one less competitor in the market. My name is Marisa Green, and I live in central New Jersey near Princeton. And you can find me on Twitter at Marisa Green, M-A-R-I-S-A, green like the color.
We want to thank our special guests and remind our listeners that if you want to be a guest on the Flight Wisdom Briefing, please contact us. If you enjoyed Flight Wisdom, check out Transit Wisdom, another project of the Weneca Media Group. Transit Wisdom. Let someone else do the driving.